mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to jam in a few more phone calls for George Norrie, but don't worry, everybody else gets to talk to Sheriff Mack and myself coming up. George Norrie, host of CoastToCoastAM.com, GeorgeNorrieLive.com to find out about his live events, not just the one in Canada this Saturday that I'll be part of. And then, of course, everywhere I go, I see people talking about your show Beyond Belief, and I see the ads all over the place, George. That must be pretty successful.
That's a great little show we're doing. It's something I tape once a month, four shows, Alex. Love to get you up there as a guest. We take Denver, and they air it. It's an internet-based show. The company is called Gaiam TV, and they just wanted to get into television in a big way, and it's like Netflix. They charge a nominal monthly fee, but they also have access to thousands of self-help videos. They bought Vivendi from Universal, and they provide all that. I mean, so for a little fee every month, I mean, you can do everything.
You tell me when, and I'll set it up with Tom, the great producer of that show, and Coast, of course, along with Lisa Lyon, and I would love to come anytime you'd like. I love Denver.
If anybody wants info on the TV show, just go to our website, coasttocoastam.com. You click hosts at the top, and then it just opens up. The TV icon is there.
We've got it on screen for viewers as well. Let's real quick, Paul in Florida, then we'll go to Joseph. Go ahead, Paul. Quick question for George.
Yeah, hey, Alex. First-time caller. I just wanted to thank you, sir, for waking me up. I know you don't like to hear it. And as far as George, I'd like to articulate on the first part of the segment when you talked about how the New World Order has kind of rushed things and put everything, the whole plan, into perspective and kind of rushing it in now, because it's almost like they are sort of bleeding out. The more we wake up, the more people we wake up, it seems like, you know, they are rushing things with AI. And I'm trying to figure out, because I have kids and so forth, it's like I'm trying to figure out how fast it's going to be before they implement, you know, the AI robotics. You know, Google's coming out with its own glasses.
They're trying to get this takeover in as fast as they can, and it's so criminal. I mean, now it's in the news, like, is it good that your smart TV's watching you? Not, oh, my God, it's 1984. It's like, oh, all the crazies were right. But again, I guess we end the interview, George, as we started it. This is crazy. We're at the crossroads.
They are panicking, Alex. And part of the problem with this, when we talk about the New World Order, you were in the United Kingdom at the Bilderbergs just a few weeks ago. These are groups of people, and the people say, who are these people? Well, it's obvious. They're people who have so much wealth. I mean, you know, just today they just revealed a report that 70% of the Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. These people never got paychecks. This is family money handed down over the eons. And they've got so much wealth. I'm talking billions of dollars.
They're playing God.
They're bored. They're bored. So what they do is they do the next thing. And, you know, believe me, if you watch Eyes Wide Shut, the Stanley Kubrick movie, you'll see some of the things that they do.
That's what they really do. That's what
they're so bored.
Yeah.
But this is a game for them. This is world domination, and they're having a great time doing it. You know, I'm sure they've got offices to go to, and they sit back and they go, how can we scheme to do this or
well,
do that?
I mean, it came out that Bill and Melinda Gates met with all the world leaders secretly again in the U.S. 2 weeks before Bilderberg to reduce world population. And then he's the guy going, by the way, I have a shot for you. I want you to die, but I want to reduce population. I mean, it's so incredibly obvious, and we've just got to wake up to it, and that's happening. George, I will see you, what, in the first 2 hours of Coast tonight?
I'll see you at midnight Central Time tonight on Coast to Coast.
CoastToCoastAM.com for station listings in your area, like 590 here in Austin, Texas. George, thank you for being a trailblazer and standing up for my family and your family and for humanity. We salute you.
All right, my friend. Be well.
All right, there goes George Norrie. Adios to him. We're going to bring in Richard Mack. I believe he's here. Yeah, there he is out there. We're going to bring in Richard Mack next to talk about solutions. Sheriff Richard Mack, speaking of Supreme Court rulings, he beat the Brady Law at the Supreme Court. In studio with us, the great Sheriff Richard Mack. More of your calls, a ton of news, all straight ahead. Infowars.com is our website, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to Batman near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the
way. And he's here right now, Sheriff Richard Mack, good friend of mine, always good to see him in person, like a Clark Kent type guy. And he's here with us. He, of course, took it all the way to the Supreme Court, the Brady bill being unconstitutional, and beat it. One of the biggest Second Amendment victories we've ever had, and he's in the NRA Hall of Fame, SheriffMack.com. He's a best-selling author. He's making a film right now about getting the sheriffs and local police to wake up and take our counties and cities back, and that is the answer. We're going to get into all of that at the bottom of the hour, and Paul in Florida, and Joseph, and David, and Empty Congress, and Mike. We're going to get to all of your calls as well on any issue, because he's also been a talk show host off and on his own right. He can speak to those issues. But I want to cover the waterfront with Sheriff Richard Mack, because he's gone to Arizona to work with the cold case posse. There's no doubt we don't know who Obama really is. There's no doubt those are fake birth certificates. We just don't know what exactly it means. Very bizarre, but he's been working on that. We're going to get his take on that. But But first off, we've gone from being called kooks talking about NSA spying, because it had come out before, and kooks about the IRS harassing conservatives and libertarians, right, to it all being admitted, right, to it now coming out that, indeed, they are building FEMA camps, they are training to confiscate guns, that they have army manuals on, quote, re-education centers, using the Soviet term. I mean, it even blows me away that they're really this evil and corrupt and trying to just hide it in plain view, right, and get the police and military to go along with all the dramas, all the sitcoms, all the movies where the gun owners are the terrorists and the patriots are going to kill everybody. Yeah. I know it's backlashing, but I want to get your take just in general, where you think the state of the country is right now, and why the globalists, because we were talking about this last hour with George Norrie, everybody agrees they are accelerating the whole program, and I think we're at a danger that if it all comes out in the open and then nobody gets in trouble, it just sets the precedent, and now we know we're slaves, but we're slaves. Instead of it boomeranging and kind of swinging the pendulum back, and then I'm concerned if we start swinging the pendulum back, they're going to false flag. So, Sheriff Mack, here to film and do interviews for Obama Deception 2. Great to have you here, my friend. You heard that general breakdown I just laid out. What is your State of the Union take on that for our viewers?
Well, it's amazing that a lot of this got put off until after the re-election of Mr. Obama. And you're right, we don't know who he is. We don't know where he's from. I'm not positive that he knows. Sometimes when we get into that, there's so much going on. And isn't it wonderful, though, to have the endorsement of the federal government that the things that you've been preaching and talking about for the last 10 to 15 years are now coming to fruition? You know, they can't call you kook anymore, because everything you've been saying, John Birch Society, everything they've laid out 30, 40 years ago is starting to fall apart in our own government, and starting to happen. You know, it is absolutely astonishing, Alex, that we have so many conspiracies coming to fruition and being proved. I mean, especially the IRS. Like, that's a big surprise to anybody. I mean, come on. In 1990,
haven't you been harassed by them?
Never. My dad did.
That's right. I remember you telling the story. Yeah.
My dad got it. But this was just 2 or 3 years after he left the FBI. And so what the IRS was doing, and in fact it was exposed in 1997 by Jennifer Long and a few other whistleblowers of the IRS, saying that IRS employees routinely fabricate evidence against citizens who they know cannot afford to defend themselves. My father fit into that. And so they just go after people who are middle class, who they know can't defend themselves. And so they thought my father would just pay the money. My father cared too much about justice and truth to do that, because he knew he was innocent. And he didn't have the funds to defend himself. But he had a friend, a lawyer, and a friend, a CPA, that went to bat for him. And after a year and a half of trying to destroy my father proved that the IRS had lied. Then Jennifer Long came along with other IRS agents, and there were two agents who refused to testify unless they were done so anonymously. And so they were hidden behind a partition, and their voices muffled, and they were silhouetted behind a partition. The only other
violates Constitution.
Sure, but the only other time that's ever happened at Congress was when the Cosa Nostra whistleblower testified about the mafia. So we have the mafia and the IRS. Kind of a parallel there, isn't there?
Plus, our country was built without the IRS. It wasn't set up till 1913 for the Federal Reserve.
Right.
It didn't become popularly in use till the 50s. It has hurt our country, and they can abuse whoever they want. And people will tell you, I'm not going to criticize the government. The IRS will come after me. I know so many journalists and people who've been told, and they've even taped it, where the IRS says, stop covering these stories. They tell churches, stop praying. Yeah. They tell pro-life groups, go be pro-abortion and we'll stop an audit.
Right.
That's in the news now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's even worse than I thought it was. I mean, what a criminal organization.
It is. And so I'm writing right now. I'm in the middle of writing the sequel to The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. As you said, it is the solution. It is. We can stop what's going on if we have sheriffs, local officials, and now we're even getting chiefs of police. We have chiefs of police on our board of directors, and we're getting peace officers and deputies. We have deputies standing up. Now, Deputy Lennick, who you know, because you put him out there on InfoWars, Stan Lenick from the Albany Airport when he refused to arrest the people handing out the flyers. Well, he was our deputy sheriff of the year. And so we had Deputy Lenick at our convention. These are the types of people.
Oh, so you got to know him.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. Good man. Now, his wife just had a premature baby, so he came in and left. He didn't stay for the whole thing. But he had to get back to babysit. And what a great guy. I mean,
will you give us his contact? We'd like to get him on.
Absolutely. You're talking about one of the most exemplary deputies in American history here with his deputy, Stan Lenick. And so who was our sheriff of the year? Ah, David A. Clark, Jr. from Milwaukee. And so who was calling us racist and everything? In fact, even after we've named Sheriff Clark our sheriff of the year, our CSBOA sheriff of the year, they tried to call a local newspaper there, tried to call us racist. Because
well, they do that so that people will Google it and then see that and not be part of it because they're desperate. It's like, oh, you don't want government-run health care? You're a racist. You don't want world government? You're a racist. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're a racist. They just use that on everything.
Well, Sheriff Clark responded. He said, I'm the only black sheriff in Wisconsin. I'm the only one in Wisconsin and in the entire country that was named Sheriff of the Year by the CSPOA. He says it's a little bit ridiculous to go after them for being racist. You know, and I want to tell SPLC, and I've told him before, I've told Mark Potok, he and I've talked a lot. And
did you see his quote about me?
Not recently.
He said, Alex Jones doesn't build bombs, he builds bombers in Bloomberg.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, go ahead.
Wow, that's... that's
how are things going with you in the SPLC right now?
Well, the lawsuit got thrown out. And I guess, you know, it was a technicality, and I didn't agree with it. And after they threw it out, I bagged it. So they still are going after me, and they've lied about me a little bit, but not nearly as much as...
Why did you originally sue them?
Because they had lied and put it out all over the country that I said, let's kill federal agents. And you know that my message has always been one of peace.
Oh, mine is too. And but I mean, they said that I influenced in Bloomberg with no evidence that I made the bombers do it, basically.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, with no proof. And then they have the SPLC going, yeah, he builds bombers. And there's no doubt I could beat him on that. Yeah, I mean, the ADL's lost lawsuits for stuff like that. Because yes. I just don't have time to mess with it. And, I mean, you know.
That was me too. And it's almost a full-time job to sue somebody like that. It is. It's a full-time job. And when I did the Clinton administration, as you mentioned.
And you beat them, though.
I beat their butts and all the way back to Washington. Miraculous case. Just an absolute miraculous case. But it was a David and Goliath story. And I love being David. And we're still creating Davids all across the country to stop all these horrible things.
Exactly. I mean, those of us that are working full time just to wake people up, folks, we need you to be the ones that sue them and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had a lady in who started the lawsuit, won it at the Supreme Court over the gene patents. Austinite,
yeah.
Listener,
yeah.
Took her 2 years, she did it.
Yeah.
And so, folks, you need to, when you're in the right, go after these people. And again, but the SPLC, they discredit themselves.
Well, of course.
Everybody knows that I'm not influencing Muslim bombers,
yeah.
And that I'm the opposite of that. I mean, that is insane.
Well, they are insane, and what's really insane is our own government. Now, why doesn't the SPLC come out and assail the IRS and assail the NSA and all these horrible other things?
They call themselves a civil rights group.
Yeah. So why don't they go after the government? They never go after the government. And the reason is because that's where they get a lot of their funding. They teach all these classes and get a lot of funding from the federal government. So they're never going to go after them. And that discredits them on their own. They are their own discredit. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is a joke and probably not even worthy to be on your show, quite honestly.
Well, they are becoming more and more of a joke, but they're also very serious players. You know,
they are.
They ran with their top informants, ran the Elohim City compound that McVeigh was at. And then Howell tried to expose that, the ATF informant, and got shut down.
One of their informants came to the event in Valley Forge, where we spoke about 2 years ago, and a lot of us were there, Larry Pratt and a lot of big speakers, and that's when they supposedly got me. And then they tried to call me a little bit after that and do an interview. And I said, you guys have been lying about me for 17 years. And now you try to call me and ask me for my comment. You've been lying about me for 17 years. Why would you come now and ask me for a comment? You've never asked me for a comment before. They said, where have we lied about you? And I said, well, since the beginning, since I first filed my lawsuit. But most recently, when you said I said we should kill IRS agents, they checked their own tape and said, no, we made a mistake. We'll have to do a retraction. So they did a retraction.
Well, at least you did that. It's just unbelievable. That's not a mistake.
No, of course not. It wasn't even close.
I made the ADL change something one time. It was just totally made up. And I had to have my lawyer get in touch with him and make him do it. I want to come back and get into Snowden, all of this, where you see things going, then phone calls. Richard.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest. His dad was in the FBI. He's now passed on to hopefully heaven, I'm sure, in the FBI. And the FBI and all these agencies have always been compartmentalized. You've got the light side, the dark side. In the past, talking to really top historians and researchers, maybe 10% of federal agencies were dark side. Joel Skousen, who I respect, estimates it's more like 50% now, is dark side. What did your dad say to you about that? Why would the IRS come after him when he retired? I know they harass people they think are actually good people. What would your dad think today about what's happening with just all this open evil?
Well, my dad would be shocked with all of this, but he would also say, yeah, that's what they did to me. And my dad learned a lot about the subterfuge of government when they audited him. He thought that everything in government was pretty on the up and up. He served, 30 years in the FBI, served another 5 years in the Army Air Corps during World War II. He believed in government. He believed in what they were doing. He even believed at one point, until he and I had some extensive conversations, in the Warren Commission report.
Why did they go after your dad?
But he made some enemies while he was in the Bureau, and I guess that's why they went after him, because this is very rare.
Well, we had the son of a state police officer who called in earlier and said he was told to go after conservatives, libertarians, and that's come out in Texas, they've been told, right, to act like we're doing something, and it's really because we're the good guys, and the bad guys know it.
Yeah. Well, my dad wasn't a real constitutionalist or anything like that. He was a real solid, honest man. But I think also the other thing that might have been is they just started looking in the computer for people who fit the profile that the IRS wanted to go after, and they didn't see that he was a former FBI agent, and they just went after him because...
It's funny you say that. My dad said, please don't talk about this, but I just don't care. I will talk about it. He fit the profile, and later he learned they went after middle-class people that were known as being nice guys they thought they could push around.
Exactly.
And they told him in Dallas in the mid-'80s, they said, we are criminals, Mr. Jones. They said, we are criminals.
Yeah.
We will take everything you've got unless you pay us this.
Right.
And he was like, they said, we are criminals. Yeah. I mean, imagine. And my dad was like, Mr. Mom and Apple Pie's like, you're criminals?
Yeah. I thought you worked for the federal government. I thought you were here. I thought you were a service organization, IRS.
But they said, we are criminals. He brought in his receipts and everything and the CPA stuff. And they said,
I don't care.
They said, hey, pal, we're criminals. They were there like, hey,
Well, so they told my father almost the same thing. They didn't say criminal, but they said, we will ruin you unless you pay.
They said that, too. They said, we are criminals. You will lose.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And it's an extortion racket, and that's all this is. And that's those of us who still pay the extortion to stay out of prison, we're the cowards,
but
I admit.
But even when you pay them, they come. That was that retroactive tax act in the 80s.
Yeah.
And they came to him and said, pay. He said, that's more money than I have if I sold my house. We basically had to sell our cars, everything. And he even fought them for a couple of years, but it didn't matter. Then they just got interest, and we basically took everything my dad had.
Well,
I mean, this country is pathetic.
My dad pulled one other card out, or he probably would have ended up like your dad. And he had a congressman that he used to work in the FBI with, Eldon Rudd from Arizona. I think that the final straw to help my father was Eldon Rudd getting involved in it. And if he hadn't, I think my father would have ended up paying, and we would have lost everything. Because my dad didn't have the money. My dad, to get more money in the FBI, you have to move. To get promoted, you have to move. My dad never wanted to move. He wanted us to be raised in southern Arizona, and in the same community where he was the FBI for 25 years, I became the sheriff. And I'm really grateful.
Did he live to see that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
But he liked that?
Yeah, he did. And
was he proud of your Supreme Court win?
He was. He was very amazed by it as well. He died 6 years ago, so he followed all of that very strictly. He didn't know or understand all of my motives behind it, but he knew and understood me. And he knew that what I was doing was the right thing. He didn't like Clinton, of course. Anybody that was honest wouldn't. But,
Yeah.
But it was just a miraculous time. My mother passed away just 2 years ago. And, she was kind of pro-government, too. But every time I would talk to her about, okay, what are we really doing here? Why are we supporting government blindly? I said, do you remember what they did to my father? Remember what they did to Dad? And she goes, oh, yeah. And I said, Mom.
But again, that shows how old-timers were so honest and so good.
Oh, exactly.
That even though the government had wrongly come after you and tried to ruin your life, she would still, it's just unbelievable. Uh-huh. I mean, and that's why they do the crimes they really are engaged in.
Right.
The white slavery, the drug dealing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the naive people who are well-meaning knew the truth, it's just, it's unbelievable. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mack.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, some of your phone calls on a host of issues are coming up. Sheriff Richard Mack is here in studio with us. We carry both of his books, The Magic of Gun Control and the one on constitutional sheriffs at InfoWarsStore.com. Every sheriff in America needs to get these, and they've been getting them. Because now you see sheriffs all over saying, why is the Forest Service armed here? And that's up on Infowars.com today, where sheriffs in Colorado are throwing them out of the towns. We've seen cases of where they're trying to persecute sheriffs and sheriff's deputies that don't arrest people who own guns and don't enforce unconstitutional laws on law-abiding citizens. We see moves to have the Secret Service be able to come in and go after sheriffs they're trying to pass in Colorado and places. And all that does is wake up the sheriffs and the police and everybody else. We need to get back to that healthy jurisdictional boundary of the states. We're going to talk about that with Sheriff Richard Mack here in just a moment. First off, this broadcast is listener supported, and everything we offer are things that I use, I believe in. Take the InfoWarsStore.com Seed Center with the best non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated, lowest prices, widest selection you're going to find anywhere. And we've got a whole bunch of the top brands. We did a year of research on this. This is just amazing what's in the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. Great to start a garden, whether you live in the country or the city. They've got fruit tree seeds. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. You'll find the ProPure water filters, 10% off with promo code WATER. You'll find the new film that you can pre-order and get a free documentary with it. American Dream Free, when you get State of Mind. We are the exclusive distributor of that. That is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you purchase with us, when you shop with the good guys, it funds our operation so we can go 110% against the globalist. And now is the time. People are really ready to wake up right now. They just don't believe we can have any change. We can have change. We've had incredible victories all over the world for liberty. But the globalists and their media aren't going to tell you. We've seen record low approval ratings for Congress, 10% in Gallup. We've seen record low readership and support and trust in major polls for mainstream media. We've seen record low support for Obama and all their globalism and their gun grabbing. That's why they put out fake polls saying Americans want to be spied on. Americans love Obama. But those are the public policy groups and globalist connected things. All the real polls show the opposite. And I know they're real because I'm all over the country. And I'm out there and I see it. And I talk to the police, and I talk to the military. Upwards of half the military I talk to are awake and listening to this show alone. Can you imagine? That must give fits to the New World Order. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you're out there listening on the radio, want to be able to call and ask any questions or order, use the promo code WATER to get 10% off on the water filters as well, 888-253-3139. And also support Sheriff Mack at SheriffMack.com. Sheriff,
Let me add one other thing
sure.
to your message just then. I don't want anybody to think that that book's just for sheriffs. Every American citizen should read that book.
Absolutely.
America's Last Hope. You need to know what he's supposed to know. He works for you. So everyone in America should get that book.
Absolutely. And learn about common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution.
Right.
They're breaking the law when they do this. Snowden shouldn't go to jail. The people that ordered them to illegally spy should go to jail.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, all the whistleblowers, they usually just fire them or send them to jail. And that's what they're trying to do to Snowden now, worldwide, publicly. And so it's an amazing process, but I believe there's been too much light shed on what has happened, that Snowden is being protected a little bit just because of all the light that's been shine on him. And so I think it's just an amazing process, again, of showing the corruption of Washington, D.C.
By the way, to correct something, I remember now what my dad said when he came home, and I've heard the story 30 times after. The head IRS lady had a meeting with in Dallas, she looked at him and she said, "We are white-collar criminals. You will not beat us."
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like the mafia coming in your store going, we're the mafia. You will pay us or we'll burn this down.
Well, correct.
I mean, that's what they are.
You know, that comparison's been actually taking place in a lot of mainstream books. There's a book called The Sovereign Individual, written and actually printed, published by Simon & Schuster back about 12, 13 years ago. The Sovereign Individual talks about the Vince Foster murder being the most poorly disguised murder in American history. And these guys go right after it, and they compare the IRS to the mafia. They use the same tactics. They for the same results. And this is just a mainstream book talking about finances. And it was done by a couple of world-renowned financiers. And it was not a book by Sheriff Mack or Alex Jones or any of these other radical extremists. It was done by two world-renowned economists. And again, the sovereign individual. And I read it, and I was amazed by what they exposed in there, especially about Hillary Clinton, who's, you know.
But I remember my dad, you know, who was like mainline, going around giving anti-communist speeches in Texas and going on the Dallas radio when he was like 15 years old and in America. And
your dad did that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And the point is, and then he stopped doing it once he went to college and got married and had me and stuff, and then my sister later. The point was, is he got married, had kids, and kind of moved on. But the point was, he bought into the whole thing that America's the good guys. And the point is, that was the perfect cover for criminals to come in and take over the government. Here's another person I want to interview, Mark Mazzetti, Pulitzer Prize winner, The Way of the Knife, the CIA, a secret army, and the war at the ends of the earth, admitting that they're just killing people all over the world with assassination teams illegally, including here in America. And then you have Michael Hastings saying, I've got big breaking news. I'm going off the radar into hiding. They're coming and visiting my family and friends. He said there are. And then the FBI lied and said, no, we're not. And then his car, an hour and 45 minutes later, blows up. Witnesses said it was driving down the road and blew up. It's up against a tree. Didn't run into the tree. You can see it. It came to rest against a tree. The engine's blown almost 60 yards down the road, and they say, day one, don't investigate. Alex Jones is a kook. It's natural causes. What do you make of things like that when Aaron Swartz is exposing the scams in the NSA and the spying, and he's a leader and had a lot of money because he started Reddit, and then he says, I'm going to fight the FBI and the feds coming after me. I'm going to fight the Justice Department saying I've committed, you know, crimes, releasing info, and I'm getting married, and then they come and he's hung, and they immediately say, oh, he hung himself.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's death squads.
Another one of those accidental hangings. You know, but
like the D.C. madam, I mean, right. What do you make of this? Because it's definitely they're killing a lot of people. I mean, this is Gary Webb got shot twice in the head.
Well, that's why I'd like, you know, takes you back to the Vince Foster assassination. You know, I would really like you to have Mike Zulu on. You haven't had him on, right? The detective, cold case posse detective.
No, I want to get him on.
Yeah.
Like, let's write all this down. Let's
I can help you line that up, too. But he spoke at our CSPOA convention. I want people to remember that. CSPOA. C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, A as in Adam. CSPOA, this Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association.
How evil.
Oh, I know.
You swear to it, and now you're going to follow it?
Oh, my goodness.
That's what a dirty
idea, yeah. But Mike Zulu presented his evidence to us all there, and we just said, look, this is not a required seminar to attend his class. Just go and see. If you don't want to go, if you're afraid of this, don't go. Well, it was the biggest attended class we had, and that was Saturday after the big day on Friday. So I am working on that. We're trying to get this exposed. Back before the investigation started, the truth is the same people who asked Sheriff Arpaio to investigate this came to me first. And I was living in Fredericksburg, as you'll recall, at that time. And this is just a year and a half ago. And I told them I didn't have time to do it, and I'd have to drop everything, and I'd have to charge them. And they go, well, who would do this for free? And we're thinking about asking Arpaio. I said, he won't do it. I said, he won't get involved in this. I've talked to him about this issue before. He thinks it's a bogus issue. But when he had 150, 200 people from the Tea Party, local Tea Party came, and they showed him some evidence that they really distrusted about the...
And then notice how Obama came after him.
Oh, I know.
Because that is a fake birth certificate.
Oh, totally.
First, they said they'd released it. When they hadn't, they released a receipt of one
right.
That you go and print out as a computer. Like, I've had to get them for my kids. And you go and they print out a receipt.
Yeah.
The Bureau of Statistics says, here's your receipt from the health department. Well, you've been working on it. Tell people what we know.
Well, the thing of it is, the one really working it is Mike Zulu. And he's a former detective. And he's working for free for Sheriff Arpaio on his cold case posse. And so Arpaio told his people and told me at the time. He said, look, these people ask me. I said, I know. I said, I'm surprised you took it because I told them you wouldn't. He says, no, he says, well, he says, just to get them off my back, I told them I'd investigate it. But I'm sure I'm just going to clear the president and everything's going to be fine. Well, the investigator did a thorough investigation, and it turned out to be just the opposite. That's when I bought onto it because I knew Arpaio was an honest man and that he would do this thoroughly and professionally. And Zulo has done a marvelous investigation. He's taken the birth certificate apart. Now he's
why would they put out such a bad fake, though?
Well, you know, I think they used a computer specialist that is young, okay, and didn't know typesetting off a
because here's how I knew it was fake day one. They used the fake system that comes in the fonts in
correct, the typing font back in those
it's meant to look
match up.
Exactly, it's meant to look like typing, but it's the computer font because the letters are identical and the splats from a real typewriter are like snowflakes or fingerprints. I mean, it's horribly fake.
And Zulo takes it 9 layers. He takes the whole thing, and it was layered 9 times. And he takes it and shows you the mistake of all 9 layers. Now,
but why did they do something so fake? We found it day one.
Well, when you look at it, at his face, if you just went in and showed it to Obama, he'll look at it and go, oh, my gosh, this is great. This looks good. You just have to start peeling off the layers, and then you get an entire different view. So whoever it was a young computer tech, and they thought, you know, no one went back to it and peeled off the layers. They said, oh, that'll work. So they didn't do their homework, and they just had to get something out, and they
and then even left it in layers.
Yes, yeah.
This is crazy.
It was not a good job at all. So you have to kind of wonder who proofread that for him. But Obama needed to release something, and he did, and they just rushed it. And so what we don't say and what you need to remember on all of this investigation, all of your listeners need to remember this. We are not, and this investigation is not, saying where Mr. Obama was born. We're saying that the birth certificate the White House released is a fraud, a fake, and a lie.
Have you seen Dreams of My Real Father? We sell it.
Oh, of course.
I mean, that's his mom, and that's that house, and that's the photos confirmed. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So no wonder the Kenya thing, that's why his wife said it in speeches and why it was in the Harvard deal. That was the diversion.
Yeah.
The truth was he had a different name, different dad, famous communist. I mean, oh, man.
And you know,
and Obama would spend the summers with him.
And he used
a communist pornographer.
Yeah. Now, you know, he used his dad's name, Barry Sotero.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Obama's name that he used to go to college. And so it's amazing that still even the mainstream press, even people like Chris Matthews, who give this guy a free ride, and yet we know he used an alias. The only president ever to use an AKA.
Well, he had at least 2 other ones.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, who do you think he really is? Because, I mean, this guy looks like a Manchurian candidate.
I think he was raised up for this. You know, I think he was groomed by somebody. And, you know, when you look at...
Well, no kidding. He was surrounded by top communists.
Davis. Yeah, wasn't it Davis?
Yeah, Davis, but then you got the Weatherman. As soon as he gets it's just...
I mean, if you look at the people he was around, then you have to know. This was no accident. This was all planned. There's no coincidences in this government. There's no accidents. This was all devised and planned. And here he is, doing what he was told, doing what he was raised to do, destroy America.
And boy, they are. I mean, this Obamacare written to rip everybody off and make everybody go to part-time, and it's meant to hammer the poor, and then they say it's for the poor. And then this immigration thing, all this free stuff for unlimited millions.
It's for the poor. It's to make us all poor. it's to increase the poor. And, right now we're having so much of this happen that so many sheriffs and local officials are waking up to the solution, and I am so proud.
And that's nullification.
Sheriff nullification, state nullification.
Because they can't go after all the sheriffs. I mean, if they can have 800-plus cities that are sanctuary where the illegals are above the law, why couldn't we have 800 cities where we ignore unconstitutional federal stuff? I mean, they're ignoring the law with the illegals and breaking the law. How about we ignore unconstitutional stuff?
Absolutely. It should be done that way. My lawsuit was an amazing miracle, but I do not recommend that sheriffs or local officials sue anymore. We tell them no. We erect the barriers. That's the name of our new DVD set from our convention, Erecting the Barriers. That actually is a warning that came to us from James Madison. We can safely rely on local officials to erect the barriers against the encroachments of the federal government. That's what he espoused, and that's what we espoused.
Well, that's why there's three branches federally, and then you've got multiple branches locally, because you don't want ever one group. They're always saying, get rid of gridlock. Let the government do whatever it wants. That's called Napoleon.
Right.
That's called Hitler. You do not want that.
I love gridlock. I wish they'd all go home. The gridlock was so strong that they would just have to go home. We're a lot safer when Congress goes home.
And I don't want to hear they're doing this to fight al-Qaeda. What do you make of the fact that now it's admitted the government runs the main al-Qaeda?
Well, you know, I haven't seen the entire evidence on that. I haven't seen the
report. Well, it's on record that they're using al-Qaeda in Syria.
Well, we do know that there's 35 terrorist al-Qaeda camps here in America, at least 35 that the government has documented. So there's probably more. But they're there. And why does if the government's going after terrorists, then why don't they go after these al-Qaeda?
Well, it's the same thing in England. They have radical guys on TV saying, kill everybody, take over. They leave them on TV. And it's the same thing here. They've got those guys over here. I'm telling you. It's on record that now it's come out that they're running these guys.
35. Well, how could 35 terrorist camps exist in America if they're not approved?
No, I've seen those on California. I've seen the California news shows the guys, jihadis, running with the machine guns and doing all the training and preaching. We're going to take over America.
They're here.
But they're here. But then I have to lose my rights with the TSA. See, they're using it to take our rights.
Well, right now, and I fly all the time, and this is something that I've just come up with, that it's easier for a terrorist to enter America, especially through our southern border, than it is for you and me to get on an airplane. Isn't that amazing? American citizens, someone like me, who's dedicated his life to law enforcement and keeping the peace, it's easier for a terrorist to get into America than it is for me to get on an airplane.
Well, that's because they're using the terrorist threat, the synthetic threat, to take our rights. We're going to do two more segments to take your phone calls. Paul, Joseph, David, we're going to get to all of you straight ahead. Thank you for holding. Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. A lot of breaking news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on TV, here is from the 1980s, a G.I. Joe Cobra hiss armored vehicle. And if you notice, that's how the police dress now. It's like a Cobra trooper. That's how terrorists dressed in the 80s. And this is how the armored vehicles that were in Boston that everybody saw, that's exactly how they looked. So we'll roll some of that footage over that. And you see in all the movies this image of martial law, Sheriff Mack. They're really trying to pump us for that, aren't they?
It's amazing how much is being exposed by Hollywood in the movies that they're putting out lately. It's really amazing stuff just like this. And Enemy of the State, I mean, that was done about 10 years ago. But a lot of exposure from Hollywood, which I don't understand.
What did you make of the Boston bombing and then taking half the city and locking it down and aiming guns at people that didn't even meet the description, or Dorner, a black guy they're looking for, and they shoot up white women and Hispanic women in cars that don't even match it. I mean, what type of mentality is that?
Well, I think the whole thing is just that, the conditioning of our own psyche for the American citizen to be expecting more of that, to be ready for more of that. Going in people's homes, no knock. You know, no warrants, no nothing. Just going in, drawing down on everybody, checking their homes without the owner's permission.
And it's all about the officer's safety. The right. Danger to the officers is going into a tyranny. They're not giving you all this unconstitutional power for no reason. They're going to gut the country.
And the police academies teach that, I'm afraid. You go home at night. The most important thing is you go home at night. There's a lot more important things than you going home at night. And that is, one, keeping your oath. To protect and defend the government.
Absolutely, because if you don't, you lose everything.
Of course. And I heard you talking with George Norrie earlier, and exactly what you said about that. These people need to understand our families are at stake also. The law enforcement community, the sheriff's community, all of them need to understand we have a stake in this. This is for our kids and our grandkids. Norrie said he had 5 grandkids.
Yes.
I have 10. I have 10. And I can't believe it. You know, my pretty little blonde girl wife's only 55. She's got 10 grandkids, you know, and that's why I'm here, Alex. That's why I'm here. I love my 5 children and my 10 grandkids, and I want them to have a
Well, look at how they target police and military after they're out. They hate you because you're trained. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is real authoritarianism happening in America, folks.
Look how they hate Joe Arpaio. I mean, they've been going after Joe Arpaio for 4.5 years now, investigating him for one thing or another. Then they put on this sham called this recall against him. He beats them there. He always wins. He always lands on his feet. The guy just turned 81 years old, and he's still going strong.
Doesn't look like he's 80.
No.
A lot of people that know Joe, and they say he's the real deal.
I mean, he is. He is. I promise you, unless he's totally blown me away with his superficial nature, I'll tell you what. I've never met a more genuine person. I'm just telling you, that's who he is.
Tell us about this T-shirt. We're going to go to break and take a few calls.
Okay,
I apologize.
Anybody that becomes a member of the CSPOA.
Uh-huh. That's a good-looking shirt. Who's
really
your
is,
and who's your graphics person?
Actually, Sheriff Christopher, who we're helping out in Delaware, who we're trying to save his job and career and all that, who's been attacked by Bo Biden. We're helping him and his wife actually design this for us. And so if anybody becomes a member... hey, I love that shot. Go to CSPOA.org, become a member, and you get the shirt free. We'll send it out to you.
Okay? Awesome. That's mine. I only wear it around the house.
Yeah, it's yours.
Police will freak out and walk around with
a
sheriff's shirt.
Fishing. You can wear fishing.
It's a good looking shirt, actually.
Rex told me you like to go fishing, so you got to wear that and go fishing.
Absolutely. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I guess it's time to do it anyways. That is my son's name, Rex Jones, folks. He's great, isn't he?
Oh, love the kid. Yes. What a smart kid. Gosh.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. my book's dedicated to him, so his name's always been hiding in plain view.
Somebody has taught that kid well.
Oh, he's much better than I ever was. He's going to be amazing. I'm telling you, God has really given me the next generation. He wants to fight the New World Order.
I want to know what his IQ is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.